This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis is trying to persuade voters to overhaul property taxes and Tabor refunds, but he argues that isn't only an issue for state government. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Polis reiterated the basic message of Proposition HH. Voters should give up billions of dollars of potential Tabor refunds in return for billions of dollars of property tax savings over a decade. At the same time, he said local taxing districts are really responsible for property tax bills.
I would call on every public jurisdiction to reduce their property tax rate. This should not have to be the job of the state legislature. This should be the job of the taxing districts. Because they haven't acted, we took action and put this on the ballot.
Property owners are paying more in taxes after years of soaring property values. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
In northwest Colorado, the hungry insects they call Mormon crickets are swarming hayfields in that part of the state. CPR's Tom Hess.
The crickets travel in masses so large it can seem like the ground is moving. Rio Blanco County is offering up free deterrents to residents, but Linda Masters, executive director of the Colorado State University Extension Office, says the bugs will leave eventually.
They don't really last that long. It's going to seem like forever if they're in your yard. They usually stay at one site 3 or 4 days.
Masters says hay growers can cut their fields early to force the crickets to move on. I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
Plans are firming up for the event in Denver tomorrow to celebrate the Denver Nuggets NBA championship. Things get started at 9 a.m. at Civic Center Park. The parade takes off from Union Station at 10. The Nuggets team bus will roll down 17th Avenue, then Broadway, to get to Civic Center for a rally with Nuggets players and coaches and city officials. This is CPR News and KRCC.